This is so cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday girl.
Hey, I know her.
Yeah.
This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
Hey guys, we need your help with something right away, okay? We are in desperate need of data. We need some demographic type info on who listens to this show. So if you wouldn't mind, we don't know. It could be nobody. We just want to know that we have somebody listening. So if you wouldn't mind, you got an extra like 2 seconds, takes no time. Just click the link in the description and fill it out real fast. That would help us and it would help our sales team also kind of sell ads that are actually relevant to you, maybe something that would actually help you out. So that'd be great if you wouldn't mind doing that. Thank you so much. And if you do it, comment, hey, I did the survey, and I'll reply, thank you.
You're going to reply?
It won't be me. It'll be Kenny.
I will actually reply to everybody.
Kenny
who
will.
I will
Kenny
thank
will
everybody
it.
Who does it. So yes. Please go do it.
And yes. Also, and I will pick one person, and I will send that to Kenny, and he will reply.
And Kenny's also going to give you cash.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Out of my own pocket.
Bank account.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have dozens of dollars to dish out, so yes. this will go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you. Welcome back to Insanely Chill. Thank you for tuning back in to the best podcast on planet Earth as rated by the Food Network. Today, yeah, that's true.
That's it.
I know, isn't it cool?
Congrats, man.
I know, it was pretty random, but...
Rachel Ray.
Yeah, dude, she really fucks with the show.
I might be wrong. Sorry, unrelated. Did she not just like heat up like soup cans and shit?
Did she?
That was like the whole Rachel Ray show. She was like,
really?
You could heat up leftovers.
So you're saying like she wasn't a good cook?
I don't remember. I didn't. I watched it when I was like,
you're more asking like, is that the case?
You can keep doing your intro.
I'm really curious now.
I don't have a phone in front of me.
I feel like that's a pretty strong allegation.
Wasn't that her whole thing?
That,
what was it?
Rachel Ray, her show was like, just like the shitty, like the easiest meal prep possible. Like it was not like good food. It was just like 30 minute food.
This is the first time I'm hearing of that.
Am I wrong?
This is what I'm saying. It's a pretty big allegation to levy against someone whose sole thing is cooking.
The easiest things to cook for dinner. Was that not like her thing?
Oh, she had a 30 minute meal thing.
Boom.
That's the best. That's what you want.
You
want complicated shit to
no,
cook?
No. I mean, if you have a TV show with like a set, I would imagine
you're cooking like
something that it's worth watching. Why would I think someone who's just cooking like regular stuff?
Because you're learning how to do it yourself.
I guess
right?
That's
don't
fair.
People watch that show because they're like, oh, I'm gonna make that.
I guess actually.
That's a good question. Why do people watch those shows?
I couldn't tell you.
I think it's somewhat entertaining. It's like just something to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was sick. It's already been a minute. We already
we are killing.
We're killing it. Hell yeah.
It's like one of the best episodes we've ever done.
I love podcasting.
So far. Welcome back. Please, as always, if you enjoy the show, leave us a review and everything and like this video on YouTube. And we're back today with Young Nut.
Yeah.
He's back.
And the crowd's going crazy.
For a third episode.
They can't get rid of me.
They can't. We can't get rid of you.
We tried, actually.
Yeah.
We tried, but I could not do a song with you.
But I just had such a nice smile.
Yeah, and voice, apparently.
Yes.
That I had to get you on the song. And that song came out, what, 3 weeks ago now? As of when this comes out, it's been 3 weeks.
Hell yeah. Look at us.
Look at us, dude. Who would have thought?
Crazy.
I mean, it's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's doing well.
Yeah.
I'm like proud of it. I didn't really think, I mean, like I like the song.
Yeah.
And I like your verse a lot.
I think you're great too also.
And just in general or on the song?
But like, both. Yeah.
No, I think appreciate you're cool. That.
And you sound good on the song.
Thank you. Yep. I appreciate that. But like I said, like, you know, you work on something a lot and then you're like, I don't even know if this is cool or good at all. Like I had no idea. I knew the video was going to be good.
Yeah. No, you.
Like I knew the concept was going to be funny.
Yeah. I don't make like house music.
I know.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. Like
genuinely, I had no idea if it was good or not. I was fully like,
saying.
I showed it to people and they were like, yeah, it's sick. And I was like, you can be serious. I don't know. I don't have any frame of reference.
No, but I felt the same way about the song. Like I would show it to people and they'd be like, yeah, this is cool. And I'm like, are they just saying that? Like, I don't even know what genre this is really because
genre, you're pushing boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just inventing new genres.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought that.
I've always just kind of been in my own lane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lone wolf. No, but I didn't do it on intentionally. I'm just saying, like, once we rapped on it, it was like, or, you know, did verses on it, whatever. It's not even rapping, really.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, what is this now? Because EDM doesn't necessarily have verses.
I don't, like, I couldn't tell you
that
anything.
Neither. I don't know. So I was like, I have no idea if people will like it. And it's been my strongest release of my, like, individual stuff that I've ever done.
Actually?
Yeah.
That's hard. Me too, by far. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. Every song I've dropped is like a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Like just after like a year or something like that.
Well, did we ever talk about the eating ass song that you did?
We may have rolled over it.
Have we talked about that on this podcast before?
We did briefly.
Okay.
We could talk about eating ass again.
I mean, I love talking
about that. Let's get down to business.
What?
Let's get down to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was, I worded that in a way where it was like, I wanted to eat your ass. That's not what I meant. We're talking about the song.
Do you not?
I don't.
Okay.
Wanted, I don't, I would prefer not to. You're married also.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. It would be cheating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You can keep the conversation going.
I know. Okay. You're going to tell me, what was the first song of yours to like ever really blow up?
Oh, because yeah, it was that one.
It was that one.
Yeah. Like.
But what happened? Why did it blow up?
I don't know. It was before like TikTok. I think it was, I made that in like July 2017, I think.
And what was it called?
It was called I Don't Eat Ass.
Okay.
It was like maybe the fifth song I had ever made. All the other ones were terrible, like not even trying to mix them or whatever. I made it on Final Cut Pro. Because I didn't have any music making softwares. I didn't have any DAWs or anything. So I had...
Wait, you made the song in Final Cut Pro?
A guy sent me a beat. Like he, some guy who just like followed me on, he lived in, I think Sweden. He lived in Europe somewhere. He sent me a beat. And then I only had Final Cut Pro because my dad liked video editing, I guess. And I put the beat on that, and then there's like a voiceover tool. Yeah. So I just used that to record it.
Did you put any like effects on your voice or anything?
Like boosting the boost treble thing, I think, probably. Something like that. I like technically mixed it. Like it doesn't sound good at all. But yeah.
You tried to mix it.
Though. I tried to make myself sound better. Yeah. Oh my God.
How many views does this have?
Like 500,000, I think. Something like that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So you did the song.
I was in college.
You made it.
Yeah, and then after what? Like a
you
few months.
You put it
months,
on Spotify?
After a few months, on Spotify. It was an algorithm thing, Spotify algorithm. Probably just the name of the song also.
What do you mean Spotify algorithm?
That was before like TikTok or anything. So it was just, it hit like people's recommended songs.
Okay.
Like songs
really?
You might like. I think so. I don't know. It just-
Dude, not even, no. Back
I had maybe like 1,000 Twitter followers. And 1,000 Instagram followers. Like I didn't have any following anywhere. It was just completely out of nowhere.
And so when did you start noticing it like getting a lot of traction? Like did you look at the artist app and you were like, holy fuck, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it's got 10,000 streams?
I put it on SoundCloud first and it got like 4,000 streams in a week. And I was like, this is so dope. And then after I put it on Spotify and it got like probably a couple thousand streams. And then the next time I checked, it was like 20,000 streams. And then it was like 50,000 streams. And now it's at like 12 million or 13 million. So I'm like, several
years
later.
You made like 50 grand from it.
Maybe. I think so. Something like that. But like over seven.
Maybe. You would know.
Oh my,
right?
It's over like 7 years.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
I don't know. Something like that.
That is true.
It was, but also that was when, I don't know how much it is now. It was like $4,000 per million streams.
Yeah, still is.
No, it's like 2,600 or something like that. It went down.
It went down?
I'm pretty sure it went down. Oh. I might be wrong.
Really?
Yeah, because I only figured that out unless I'm getting like screwed over. Because the last song I did, out of nowhere, got like 1 million streams a year after I dropped it. And I was expecting to get way more money than I ended up getting from it.
Oh.
7,000? Who said that?
You're getting ripped off.
I'm getting ripped off.
You're getting ripped off, dude. I think what happened is the I Eat Ass song or I Don't Eat Ass song did too well. So Spotify was like scared, like we cannot pay this guy.
I'm embarrassed now.
I just
came out so confidently being like, you actually get less money on songs.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just bad at business.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
maybe
probably
you
what
are,
it,
yeah.
Damn, my fault.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's actually like an inspiring story for anyone that wants to start making music or any other like creative outlet, is that like you don't need gear. You don't need fancy anything. You don't need to spend any money.
Yes.
Pretty much, right?
I mean,
Final Cut Pro, I guess you need.
I just
needed to spend money on that. But you could make something in GarageBand that's free.
Yeah. I don't know how to use GarageBand. You can figure it out. I don't.
But that's what I'm saying, is that like whatever you're using right now,
oh,
that you sort of know how to use, like you can make music. You can make a video, like whatever.
A lot of my friends make music, like all my roommates and stuff, because that's like what I moved out here for. And half, like it's months of like mixing songs.
Yeah.
And my like least popular songs, there was a song that I made on my last album that had on like Ableton, it had like over 100 layers. It was by far the least streamed song on my album. Like by far. It got like maybe.
Wait, did you produce it?
I produced it. Yeah, I was on like a ton of Adderall and cigarettes.
You have over 100 tracks?
I was
a hip hop song?
It was when I was going, I was losing a ton of weight because I had this stomach issue that I've talked about previously.
Right, yeah.
And I was just like trying to finish this album. I was just smoking so many cigarettes. I was like on way too much Adderall.
Oh, damn, that sounds awesome.
It was awesome. I was staying up. There was like days where
like the dream.
We had like a studio space that we rented out in Arizona. And it would be like 6 p.m. My roommate, or my now roommate, would be like, I'm going to leave. He'd come back like the next day at noon. I would still be there. I was staying for like 40 hours just like smoking cigarettes. This sound, as I'm saying it now, it sounds manic almost.
No, it was not. The reason why I said it was cool is because it sounds kind of romantic a little bit.
Oh,
you're like, I need to finish this album. It's like the fucking artistry behind it.
Yeah.
Like, rip cigarettes and have this stomach disease.
I think I was maybe overthinking it.
Yeah, I think 100 tracks.
It was like 120 layers of like,
vocals or what?
Of vocals and then like the beat. It sounds like fine. No one listened to it. And then my most streamed song by far I made on Final Cut Pro.
There's a lesson in that. Truly, there's this guy. I forget his name. He's like I think he's a mixing engineer. But he does a lot of TikTok videos about producing, and he has this like viral video that's like, hey, just a reminder. While you like tweak that synth in your song that you've been working on for months, there's a kid today that's gonna make something way better than that in an hour and a half on Final Cut Pro and get a bajillion streams. So just a reminder. So true. Like overthinking it definitely is like, I mean, I don't really know. I'm not like an expert on making music or anything, but I've noticed that the songs that are kind of just like that come together like easily are almost, they're always, what are you laughing? Because I said come.
You said come together. Sorry. That was pretty funny.
Oh, wow.
They thought it was funny.
I just cannot get through a serious thought with you.
No, keep going. Okay.
Well, have you seen Jacob Collier's
sessions? You were talking about like jizzing
sessions.
What?
Have you seen Jacob Collier's sessions?
I don't want to.
That guy.
I hate to be mean.
That guy's music.
I don't like to be mean, like publicly, ever. Like, I never leave hate comments or anything. I fucking hate that guy. Oh, it's like, it's too much.
I don't hate him. I think he's a really, I like to hear him speak about music. I think it's really interesting. I think he's a genius. I just think, I don't like the music that he ends up making. I'm like, it's kind of boring to me.
People have like the take that I do think is objectively correct, but you've probably heard it like a million times. You know too much to take any risks at all.
Right,
creative risks.
Right, right.
And it's nothing new because you're like trapped within the rules that you know everything about.
Yeah.
So it's like, not interesting.
Yeah. I feel like that's also pretty inspiring too, for anyone that like doesn't know anything. It's like, you can lean into the naivete of it because that oftentimes just, you don't have any rules. There's nothing bounding you. I used to get really stressed when I was making music about like, what is, for example, like in dubstep or whatever they call, like the really, like the deep, you know, growls and stuff like that, they'll call those bass synths just because they're like lower. But I'm like, this isn't a bass. Like bass is like sub frequencies. And I'm like, in my head, it doesn't fucking matter. Nothing matters.
Do you fuck
just
with
if it
the
sounds
wubs?
Good, it sounds good. I do, yeah.
The wubs and shit.
Yeah. Do you like wubs?
That's all I know about dubstep is Skrillex and they have wubs.
Yeah. And
in the song.
You remember Rusko?
No.
You weren't into it at all.
I didn't go to school with you. I'm like a little.
We're not even like close to the same age.
Yeah.
Such a good diss. I didn't go to school with you.
Who's Rusko?
Rusko. he was like an awesome dubstep artist, like one of the ones that ever really like popped off, quote unquote. But anyways, so fast forward. So I love your music, by the way. Like the very good, very nice. I think I've told you that before. It's like I listened to that one time on a plane, like over and over, 30 times.
That's what's up. Thank
you. The whole flight. It was just that song.
I think you're great too.
And I'm like, this is awesome. So that's why I asked you to be on that song, because I think you have great voice, funny lyrics. I'm like, it's kind of perfect. I'm sure people would like to see us do something together, right?
Yeah.
I sent you the beat.
Yes.
You were like.
I sent you like the worst verse.
No, you didn't.
It was so bad.
No,
it was terrible.
Good.
I hadn't made it. That was the last time I made a song. I like hadn't even tried since that song. And that was like 2022. What's
so
the
this
date
is
on
the
it?
Last one you've made. Very
that
good,
last
very
time
nice.
I like recorded, July 2022.
Yeah, you were like, my buddy's coming over. He's like a super crazy engineer. He's got this great mic. He's gonna send me something, or he's gonna like record me. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm in no rush, so whatever, whenever you can get it. And then like 2 weeks went by or something, and I was like, okay, did you do anything? And you're like, oh, my buddy's coming over today. He's got a super great mic, and I'm like, okay, just
I tried
use Final Cut Pro. I tried to record.
It was not good. It'd been like over a year. I was like embarrassed, honestly. And then I did send you something, and it was like, I'm in the bathroom. I'm trapped in the handicap stall in the bathroom.
That's what I used in the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that part's sick.
It worked out.
Yeah.
But it was like not good, I don't think.
And then you sent me the new one, right? Your verse now. Or did we use
you
that?
You sent me like a hook. Like you made like a hook.
No, but I'm saying your verse. Never mind. I'm saying you sent me that version, and then did I just use that, or did you send me another one after that? Well, the actual verse
I sent
that we
you that. You sent me back that you had like chopped it up a little bit,
yeah.
And you added like a hook.
Yeah, right, right.
And then I added a verse.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
And then
I added my verse, and then I changed it, and then I added a new one, and then I changed it, and then we changed the song like 50 times. This is what I mean. Like we got way too in the weeds with it. And like, there's like 13 versions between. Just shout out Nick, by the way, the producer. He's incredible. We sent back and forth like 15 versions of like us messing with the beat to try and figure out like how to change it, because it got too boring. And then we were like, ah, fuck it, let's just revert back to the original. And then by that point, I was like, I have no idea if this is cool or not. I'm just gonna spend a bunch of money on this music video and try to make this vision come to life. And I don't know. The shoot day was really fun.
Yeah, I had a great time.
It was super fun. That was like one of the most fun.
I didn't spend any money.
Yeah, it was free for you.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I was like, this is sick.
Thanks, by the way.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You didn't pick up lunch or anything? You didn't?
No.
Okay.
I think you did. I
paid for everything.
I remember someone in the first guy in line, I don't remember who it was, but they were like, I'm just going to order food. Because they were like, this food looks like shit, whatever the food was.
Wait, what?
There's,
really?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Greek food or something?
I don't even remember.
It was like
good.
It was shaved meat.
I'll eat any food.
I ordered something else.
I got shaved.
I got to be honest. I think I got Chick-fil-A.
That was actually Cody in the front of the line.
That's what
I'm going to order something else.
Yeah, yo, this looks like ass. Who bought this? it was you.
It's a bunch of Rachel Ray 30-minute meals. Yeah. Fuck, I thought the guys were going to like this.
That was sick.
Callback, baby. Woo!
There we go.
We need a callback alarm or something in here.
Yeah,
you know?
A siren.
Yeah, yeah.
Kenny's the best.
Hey, guys. We're taking a break to thank the sponsor of today's episode, Rocket Money. I don't know how many of you have been paying for subscriptions you forgot about, but I was guilty of this. I found out I'm paying for 7 TMG Studios memberships.
Wow.
At the same time.
Boosting your own numbers.
Which is like,
dude.
I don't even know, how do we let that happen? I feel like we would see my info in the back end and make sure that didn't happen, but.
Nah.
If you're like me, we're not alone, all right? Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. But thanks to Rocket Money, I'm not wasting money on the subscriptions I don't use anymore. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows this month's spending compared to last month, so you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/insane. That's rocketmoney.com/insane. One more time, rocketmoney.com/insane. Guys, we're taking a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Factor. I'm a busy guy. All right, I got a lot of stuff on the go. A lot of people, you know, hit my line asking for stuff, you know? When I'm not at home with Kelsey and Otis, usually I'm training or I'm shooting videos. That's why I love Factor and their ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, so all you have to do is heat and savor the good stuff, baby. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. And pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/insane50. And use code INSANE50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code INSANE50 at factormeals.com/INSANE50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. No, but I mean, I was like, if it's my vision, like I feel really bad. Like I just had to pay for it because I was like, I gotta make, like, this is my thing. If there's a high chance this will flop, you know,
so. It would be, I will
and
say,
you did me a favor by getting on the song. I appreciate that. Yeah, you did.
You've done,
it was great. Your
this
verse
is all
better than mine.
You doing me favors, like, by far. No. You have, like,
you're doing us a favor right now by being on Insanely Chill,
like a way more. Yeah.
You are,
like,
I mean, I fucking,
you've like way more like of an audience base than I, like, it's not even close.
I just like hanging out with funny people that are cool and, what's up? You know,
I like hanging out with you too.
So that's, yeah. I don't mean to be glazing right now. Jesus Christ.
No, I think it's cool. I like it.
Fucking glazed donut right now.
What was the price tag on that?
Yeah, let's talk numbers.
The video? I think it ended up being like 25K. No, but I'm going to make it back, actually.
Yeah.
Because the song's doing really well.
Song's killing it.
And the video actually made a decent amount of money because, like, it got a lot of views. And then the BTS made a decent amount of money. It's probably going to take me years to make back 25 yeah. grand, but as long as I break even eventually, that's the goal for me right now, you know? And, like, I don't know. That's, I just want to make good shit, you know?
And I made memories that will last a lifetime.
That's what I really want to make, actually, is memories.
Yes.
This is that cool clip of Editor
Yeah, Jay. I was kind of like, I was like, you really just posted the raw footage?
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't believe
he
that.
He didn't ask me. He just like posted raw footage. Like, that's kind of like,
should we cut this part?
It's kind of a faux pas. No. Okay. I don't really care that much.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, I wish he would have like maybe ran it by me.
How was your first Vegas set?
Oh, yeah.
It was good. Yeah, it was really fun. I think it went as solid as it could have gone, honestly.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous a little bit. I was nervous. My parents were there.
They were?
Yeah.
Aw.
In the crowd?
Yeah, they were like behind us, but yeah, they weren't in.
They were like shirtless.
Crowd.
They were like shirtless.
Yeah, they were in the pool.
That would have been sick.
Wow. That's a remix of Broke Bitch that my friend and I made.
They were like getting in a fight in the pool.
Yeah, so my parents are right there, just both naked in the crowd.
Just Gar Cardi.
Yeah.
Is the whole
Let's
thing a pool?
Let's go, Cootie. Let's go, Cootie. That's what my parents sound like. Dude, my parents right now, as we speak, are doing an ultra marathon right now.
Right now?
Yeah. Dude, my mom's doing a 12-hour, and my dad's doing a 24-hour. This race is fucking crazy. It's like a race in Calgary where it's not an organized race. It's just like a, hey, it's like basically like it's happening this week. Whenever you want, you can go to Moose Mountain, which is where it is.
Moose Mountain,
it's called. It's so Canadian, I know.
Okay.
You go to, just whenever you want, you go to Moose Mountain and you start. And once you start, you have 12 hours or 24 hours, whichever one you choose. You have to do it as many times as you can. But you have a week to start the race.
This sounds like a punishment.
Yeah, it does. It kind of sounds like hell a little bit, but like also kind of fun. I would do it.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of those races? I don't remember where it's at or when it is, but there's a race where like it's a 1 mile track. There's a documentary called One More Mile, I think.
Yeah.
And you do the mile.
Yeah, it's a backyard marathon, it's called.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's whoever can last the longest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Nick Bear did one like that, but I think it was a 5 mile loop. So it's a 5 mile loop and he went to 100 miles and then stopped. But the person that won, I think, did it for like 37 hours or something and went like 160 miles or something like that.
So the idea is that you do the length and the amount of time, you have a certain amount of time to do it. And if you do it before that, you get to rest for the rest of the time.
Yeah, it's like you do 5 miles. You have an hour to do 5 miles.
Okay.
So then... What do you have?
He said Nick Bear. And I was thinking like, what, you know that movie Fred Claus where Vince Vaughn is like Santa Claus's brother? I was like Yogi Bear and his brother Nick Bear. That's what I was thinking. I wasn't listening to anything else he said. I immediately stopped listening.
Why do I try and talk to you about like stuff I'm actually interested
that
in?
That movie was sick.
Wait,
that was
Paul Giamatti's Santa in this?
Yeah, right before the holdovers, he did Fred Claus. With Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn was good in that movie. That was sick. What we were talking about running?
Anyway, I don't know. What about really the little race? What we were talking about?
No, keep talking about it.
Oh my God.
You just get that smile on your face, and I know like the thoughts have stopped.
There's something
the participating
else going on.
Is stopped. There's something else that's about to be said.
Yeah, we should watch that movie.
No, it is a funny name though. Now that you mention it.
Yeah.
And also, Yogi Bear and Nick Bear could not be more opposite builds.
Yeah.
I will say, right? Pull up a picture of Yogi Bear, and what was the little one?
Get one Boo Boo with. Get one with
Boo Boo. Yeah.
get Boo Boo.
My grandpa used to call me Boo Boo.
He called you Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
He's used to go. Hey Boo Boo!
Hey Boo Boo!
Yogi!
Hey Boo Boo!
Picnic basket!
Damn,
boo-boo.
That was crazy. That memory just out of nowhere.
Damn,
this is young Cody right here.
That was you.
That's
It does kind of look like you.
Yeah. I see it.
I can actually kind of see it. Wait!
Let me do that. Yeah.
I might be just like bullshitting here, but I feel like it kind of looks like you.
Can we get a little Boo Boo? For like,
hey boo boo,
yeah,
for sure,
just like that.
Someone send us a boo boo.
Hey boo boo,
hey boo boo.
Oh, they made a live action one.
I'm doing a show at a college. I'm doing a show at Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, sick! Like DJ stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so I thought that was like obvious. I was like, I don't know. I'm posting a lot about like music and DJing and stuff. And so they announced the concert, and all the people in the comments were like, "What is he gonna do? A live button?" They like don't know what it is. It doesn't say on the thing like DJ set. Because originally, I think they pitched it said DJ, or no. No, it said, come bop it for Cody Ko or something like that. And I was like, oh, can you change that maybe? And so it said, like, come something. There it is again.
Come bop come it for you.
That word.
Come bop. Come on your
come
bop
for the
it.
College kids.
Yeah. No, it was like, are you ready for Cody Ko or something? And it was like, spring
we're
concert
ready.
Series. And all the like, there's a lot of comments that are like, so what's he going to do? I don't get it.
He's going to come on a bop it.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
It's kind of an experimental show.
Twist.
You ever been to the box before? It's kind of like that.
Every single day of my life.
So. You know what I'm talking about? The box? It's a club where you get like pissed on and shit. Have you heard about it? Yeah, dude. Me and.
That's not the. Is that.
It's. No. It's like intentionally shocking. It's like a live show. It's like one of the most. It's like one of the hardest places to get into. There's one.
I'm in
New York, and there's one in London.
Like, you have to be hard to get into it, and they pee on you?
Yeah, you have to have a full-on boner.
You went there?
Yeah, Noel and I went there in London with KSI, weirdly.
Oh, interesting.
This is like when we did a show there, we met up with him afterwards, and then for some reason we went there. And there at one point, there was... I'm like finding it hard to remember exactly what was happening. I'll have to ask Noel. He has a better memory than me. But like at one point, there was a guy fisting his own ass with blood.
Oh,
his blood. He cut himself, bled on his thing, and then fisted his own ass with the blood. There was another person that walked along the stage and pissed on everyone in the front row. Like all the most expensive, this place is expensive, right? It's fucking expensive to get a
what
table.
What is the appeal?
All the most expensive tables, he pissed on all
of
them. I think
you got
scammed. All their, like, and they were like, what the fuck? They were all mad. No, this place is like super popular. It's, like I said, it's super hard to get in.
Never heard of this place in my life.
We never told the story before?
I mean, I haven't heard it.
Dude, it is nuts. I highly recommend it.
Do you pay for the front row of tables knowing going in that you're going to get pissed on?
Everyone knows like it's going to be a fucked up night, whatever you're about to see.
Yeah.
But it's wild, man. Like,
so you're doing this at Cal State Fullerton?
There was another one. Oh, what was it? It was like... So yeah, basically that's what I'm gonna do.
Cody goes missing his asshole.
Say, people are wondering what the show is.
Come watch Cody Co. fist his asshole.
Fist his
blood.
Own asshole with covered style. In blood.
Yeah, that's sick.
My
There's
dad
not
always
much on the side. It's just a black.
Oh, that's it.
Should we book a table?
Yeah, let's inquire.
How many people are?
I'm free this weekend.
Us four.
Us four. It was fun. It's a great club. We had a great time. It just was kind of scarring, you know?
That doesn't sound good.
I think a lot
bad.
Of it is like sort of fake, but it looks like it's real. I don't know if the guy actually cut himself. Like, it might have been a little like illusion. He definitely fisted his own ass, for sure.
So what's the... I would imagine he cut himself then. Why would you
Cause that's like,
fake cut yourself
the amount
but
of blood that he had on
ass.
His ass or on his hand was like we were worried about his like health. We were like, this guy's gonna die on
gotcha.
Stage.
Okay, well then maybe, I don't know. My dad always tells me he went to Studio 54 in like the 70s before it closed, and he was like, it was crazy, yeah. Or maybe it was the 80s, I don't know. But also wait, he told me this one story that was kind of funny. He went on a date with this girl once, and she was like a model or something. She was really pretty. And my dad was like super nerdy. So he was like trying to have like do like a good impression or whatever. And it was like
who?
Of just like a
Trump.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Why, what?
See, I can fuck your stories up too.
No, yeah. Now I feel bad. No, that's fair. But yeah, he went on like 3 dates with this girl and it was going really well. And then they were leaving a bar on like the third date. They walked past this guy who was just in a wheelchair and she like stopped in front of the wheelchair guy. And went, stand up. And the guy was like, what? And she was like, stand up. Stop being a pussy. Fucking stand up. And he was like, I don't know what you want. I'm in a wheelchair. And she was like, yeah, that's what I thought. And then they like kept walking. My dad was like, what the fuck was that?
And then he married her.
And
that's
my
mom.
Yeah.
Wait, no, is it actually?
No, he was like, that would be insane if that's how my parents met. No. But he was like,
that's
and I just
mom.
Never talked to her again after that. And I was like, that's insane.
What was she kinda trying sick. To, was it a joke?
I don't know. That was all he told me. I don't think it was a joke. I think she was like kind of tipsy from the bar. And she was like, you idiot.
She was
get out
like,
of the wheelchair, idiot.
A bad person.
She was just like mad.
At the wheelchair
at
guy.
The wheelchair guy. That's one of my
dad's
dating stories.
I don't blame her.
They
piss me off too.
Yeah, these days.
Ramps and everything. Yeah. Like, fucking ramps take up so much room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't cut this part.
Yes, first show at Vegas was good, though. It was good. My parents were in the audience. They had a lot of fun. I didn't.
Otis
I
come?
Think they didn't know. No, he didn't. He was chilling. But we did take him on his first flight.
Oh.
How was that?
It
was
good.
Crying? He cried.
He didn't on the way there. He got pretty close a couple times. We had to, like, stand up you know, like, I had to, like, bounce with him and, like, walk with him down the aisles and stuff. But he never cried on the way there. He did shit himself, and I had to go
like
change him in the bathroom, which was like this big. They had like a fold-down changing table, luckily, but it's like this sterile metal table. His head's like crammed in the side. He did start crying then, actually. That was the only time he started crying was
damn.
When I was changing him. I wasn't like trying to get the wipes from this thing, wipe his ass. It was tough. But I was like, it's all part of it, you know?
Was anyone like, shut your baby up?
No one.
Babies.
No, people were pretty nice. On the way back, he did start crying on the descent, like wailing for probably like 4 minutes, but it was the longest 4 minutes of my life, truly. Because also, like, I got him his own seat because we have this like car seat that folds up into it's a stroller that folds into a car seat that you can bring on the plane. So you only need one thing and then you don't have to take him out if you get him his own seat.
What is it?
It's called the Duna.
Oh, yeah, we looked at those.
Do not hesitate when you put my nuts in your mouth.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
No, it actually is called Duke.
Boo.
I know,
but I did
that's
just,
what I fell for.
I did just absolutely decimate you there.
Yeah, you did.
You're so dumb.
God damn it. We were looking at the Nuna. I think we're getting a Nuna Vista.
A Nuna Vista?
That's the type of stroller.
Yeah, I know. I have the Nuna car seat, but does that one do the same thing? Anyways. So we put him in his own seat, but it was across the aisle. So like on descent, he starts crying. Like it was a small plane, so it's only one per side. So he had to go across the aisle and then I was in front. And on descent, he starts wailing. And so Kelsey gets up and the guy comes over. He's like, please sit down. We're descending.
Damn.
No, he was really nice. It was just like okay. A dramatic effect. He was like, he was like, ma'am, I know your baby's crying, but like, I'm sorry, you have to sit down and do up your seatbelt. So we're like, okay, great. Just gonna have to deal with this. Sorry. And we're like apologizing to people around. And they were like, it's okay. We had kids. We've been there. Everyone's pretty nice about it. But he cried for like 4 minutes. Both of us were just sitting there like, please stop. Please stop. And then eventually he stopped. And that's the story.
Hell yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
You ever seen Boss Baby? You ever seen that movie?
I actually haven't.
No?
No. Is it good?
I was going to ask, is it your kid like that? Or is
like, does he wear a suit?
Does he like,
is he like the CEO?
Like secretly like a business guy or something?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Have you
He's
noticed?
Pretty smart.
Have you noticed traits? My dad always said when I was a baby, he knew that I was going to be a good basketball player because I was really into playing basketball. And it turns out, was not a good basketball
player. Yeah, he just called
like
it.
He was just wrong. I think he doesn't have a good eye for like future talent.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And your mom used to make fun of you all the time.
She was like, stand up. Dumbass baby. Can't even stand up.
Walk.
Say something. Talk.
Dumbass baby.
You can't even speak.
You're 2 months old. Walk.
Yeah. Anyways, you done that?
What?
Have you noticed your kid has like,
I actually haven't. Like, he doesn't quite. He does have a personality,
he's like
but he's not.
Still.
Yeah, he's three months or he's 3.5 months now or something. He has obviously like I'm getting to know him. You know.
Yeah, I was wondering. I don't
feel
know
like
how
I'm definitely
work.
Good friends with him now.
Hell yeah!
But it's hard to say. I couldn't really vocalize what his personality is at this point.
Just like chill,
I just know
like
he likes to eat.
Popular
he loves
loner.
To poop.
Like a popular loner.
Yeah, I'd say he's a Sigma male.
That's sick.
He's like a. Infant Sigma. He's a Sigma baby.
He's like me. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's like you. Lone wolf. Weird as fuck.
Leader of the pack. That's cool. Leader of the pack.
Yeah, right. Yeah, leader of the pack. Yeah. No, that's an alpha. A Sigma like goes to the beat of his own drum.
Oh, he doesn't even have a pack.
Know what a Sigma male is?
I don't. I was too busy.
Actually?
I was too busy talking to the hot girls. And
yeah, so you were an alpha then.
Yeah. No, wait. Which one's better?
Actually, no. Sigmas do that too.
Yes.
Sigma male is an internet slang term that describes a man who is successful, independent, and self-reliant, but also known as a lone wolf.
My people call me that.
The term originated in the 2010s on Manosphere message boards and has become popular in internet culture and memes since the early 2020s. They're often stereotyped as charismatic, honorable, and magnetic, and are seen as unafraid to take risks or make their own decisions.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm visualizing myself.
They are uninterested in traditional forms of success like wealth, status, fame.
I'm terrible
instead,
at handling
they look
money.
To live a life on their own terms and strive toward personal fulfillment.
That does sound like me. I am not good at managing money. I haven't even started making a YouTube video. That's me. That does sound like me.
Sigma mindset, baby.
Yes.
Sigma mindset.
That's so true.
You don't need to make a YouTube video.
Damn, I didn't even know I was... I walked in here, now I'm a Sigma.
Yeah, dude.
That's sick. This is a good day.
You march to the beat of your own drum.
Yes.
Do you see this guy who's been playing blackjack every day?
Yeah, he's my favorite fucking guy.
Do you want to watch his... Did we talk
about it on TMG, right. But I'd like to actually maybe watch his most recent one because it fucking fires me up like nothing else.
This is the yesterday win, and this is awesome.
I have not seen this.
Okay, wait, pause it for a second. We got to give him some context here.
Yeah,
took me
a
while to get
context. He's just really into gambling?
No, so every day he bets 10 cents per follower on one hand of blackjack.
Like new followers?
Holy shit.
Or, no, on to total followers. So he's up to $100,000 a bet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. It's 10 cents.
Yeah, it took, the math took me a second.
So, but he started at 15,000 followers. So he started betting $1,500 a hand on blackjack and he just built an audience because people are so fired up by his videos.
That's hard.
Every day he just posts one video. It's one hand of blackjack and he'll bet 10 cents for every follower he has on Instagram. So he finally hit a million, which means he was betting 100K. He's actually in Vegas right now. So he did it like half online and half live. That's the context behind this video.
You should gamble with him.
Where'd he get, did he just build up profit by doing this from day one, or did he have money?
He's got over $500,000 in profit.
Are you sure? He might just be like Bruno Mars level debt.
No, that's his profit. He's up.
He's up?
He's in the black, yeah.
Okay. He's in the black? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
So this is yesterday's win.
Hell yeah.
75 going to blackjack.
75.
We have officially hit the milli mark, so we have a $100,000 bet today. We're splitting it 50K online, 50K on the felt here at Red Rock. Let's make some fucking money.
Alrighty. Now, it's no secret that yesterday's performance was absolutely fucking piss poor. So we're going to do something a little bit idiotic. But for day 75, we
this
have $100,000 bet to go
Angus?
On. We're doing 50 online, 50 on the foul.
This
I'm
feels
do
like a bit that he's like doing.
Online, 5K each of the side bets. This lady would suck a golf ball through a garden hole. 7 and 8. No, 11 double down. You better fucking believe we're going to have a red hot crack at it, please. We land this one
down.
In a damn near plant for free. Go 10 here.
Yes!
21. Ooh, now go 10, 10. Ooh. Bust you, motherfucker. 10 and 10 and 10 and 10. That'll do. That'll
you
fucking
want 160K
do.
On that.
That is a
so
big
sick.
Fucking win on day 75, and we're heading down bottom with nothing to lose and everything to gain.
30,000 USD going on the line. 10 and 10, 10.
This makes me want to gamble.
Right?
Gambling is sick.
Three is even worse. And a 9. Oh, 8, 13. And you're not flipping a picture. Oh, that's disgusting. Gun hits all around. 20. Hits. Got a hit. Yeah, had to happen. We've got to stand. We're on the cusp of an absolute hiding. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Oh, no. He's found his way to 20. Absolutely gross.
Oh, he just lost. Oh shit, never mind. Okay.
But he won the other hand, so
it still makes me want to gamble just less enthusiastically.
I only watched half the clip. I thought he won. I didn't realize he went in person after. So I was like, fuck
he's
yeah, he won 160.
I think he's still up in total from today. Like just from this bet today.
He's sick.
Yeah, but every day I kind of wait with bated breath for his next video, to be honest.
Yeah.
Cause eventually he's gonna hit zero. Like he's up big right now, but like it can only go so far, right?
He should just quit.
Unless
for sure. Unless
the next one, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love
you never know unless you keep going.
These days. I've only gambled at a casino one time, and I won like $500. It was awesome.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was on...
That's the only time you've gambled?
So like at a casino, actually. Like it was roulette, and I just won like 9 times in a row.
Yeah, that's the best feeling.
It was sick.
So you're up.
It was
overall.
So cool. I bought a pair of shoes.
Nice. And now you're retired?
I just, yeah, I don't... It's too much money.
Yeah.
I don't have that much money.
Yeah, that's true.
But that what if I win? I should do the
that's
10
what I'm saying.
Cents.
That's how you make more money.
That's so true.
You're there, and then you're up.
Unless.
You know? We're taking another quick break to thank another sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Mine is completely out. Drained. I'm at 0%. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up in the spring. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm someone that has benefited greatly from therapy. Therapy is an awesome tool that has helped me develop positive coping mechanisms. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/chill today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chill. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Guys, another quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, something that Nut uses often.
Yes,
Blue
every single
Chew.
Day of my life.
Every day.
The flowers are blooming.
Mm-hmm.
The birds are chirping. And I'm hard under the table right now. Because, and also, you better be boning, thanks to BlueChew.com, one of my favorite websites. I'm always on there when I'm uncomfortable about my flaccidness.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn.
Yeah, you could do it, like, naturally, you know?
That was, oh, do you want me to, okay.
No, I'm kidding, that was great.
BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra.
Pretend like you're not reading it.
Okay, sorry. Blue Chew is So Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. Those are old people drugs.
Yeah.
But in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. It's the new generation, bitch.
You can take them anytime, day or night, or right before a podcast.
Yes.
Literally anytime you want, you can take these fucking things.
I'm frustrated right now. There's a lot of emotion going through me, and it's because I took some right beforehand.
You know what the car home's going to be?
Drunk and horny. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com and consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
It's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And guess what? We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code INSANE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com. Promo code INSANE to receive your first month for free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
I kind of want to go to a casino now.
Did you see the guy that is trying to break the record for DJing a marathon, like DJing while he runs a marathon? Actually, look him up because I think he might have raced on Sunday.
Is this you?
Let's see if he broke. No, but I got
of
a
course
joke.
This is like your favorite guy. Like, have you guys seen this?
I know, dude. Because I posted it on my everybody sent it to me.
Yeah,
right?
Because
they're
so
like, what the fuck,
you.
This is you. So people sent this to me, and he was like, or everyone was like, oh my god, this is you, whatever. So I posted on my story. I'm like, his record. He's not going to hold that record for long, or some stupid ass joke. And anyways, so then I was like, I wonder what he's actually like, what this entails. And I clicked on it and went down all of his posts, and he like designed this like backpack to hold the turntables and speakers. Like it's like a chest harness.
Like actually DJing.
He's actually DJing the whole time and running a marathon.
That sounds
But
awful.
He also like engineered the backpack that holds the turntables and the speakers. And he like, you know, he's been out for multiple like test runs, like improving the actual fucking product, and not that it's a product, but
yeah. Does he have like good time?
I think he's fast. It seems like he is.
That's kind of sick, actually.
It kind of is awesome. I kind of thought this like it was just like a dude that was like, oh, I'm just gonna like, I don't know, like hold some turntables and pretend. But he's like legitimately like engineered this device in order to break this record.
He has 1,000 followers. I feel like he should have more followers.
He did it? What was his time?
10 kilograms. That's not time.
This was 36 minutes ago, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, let's check his story. There we go.
Oh, that doesn't look that bad. It looked
he
way worse.
He did the London Marathon.
Gary Mack was watching the marathon, and he zoomed in and noticed it stopped in the corner of the screen.
That looks brutal.
And went to the side. And yeah,
probably because he has like a DJ thing.
Oh, it's like it's like super heavy.
Oh, he's spasming. He said he's getting back spasms.
Oh, he's doing it for cancer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I think someone he knew died from cancer or something. So he was raising money for cancer and trying to break the Guinness Book of World or Guinness record
for what? What is the
fastest marathon while DJing?
There was a record before this guy. Who's
or maybe what? He's just trying to set the record and do it.
He's the only one who's doing it. He already had the record.
Dude, my friend's brother tried to do the fastest marathon while dribbling a basketball and tried it like four times and could never. He came close but never broke the record because the record's like 3 hours or something. It's insane.
What?
Yeah, dude.
The DJ, he would have had to do it in less than 5 hours to make the Guinness World Records. He wasn't able to. He did 6 hours and 21 minutes.
Who's already doing this? Okay.
Well, he raised money for cancer. That's pretty. Well, that's a dub.
Yeah, 11,000 pounds.
Huge dub.
Damn.
That's
huge
great.
Dub.
No, that's great. Yeah. I've told you this before, but I really want to do a video in the fall where I bike to Vegas and then do a DJ set.
Yeah, you should.
That would be the most like tortured DJ set.
I know,
be
dude.
So, like,
I know, I want to like roll right into it, like bike shorts and everything. Stupid ass bike jersey, like with a granola bar and a banana and just like pull up to the turntables and start going. It'd be so fucking lame, dude.
That would be sick.
Helmet on.
It's like covered in sweat.
That would look. You guys ready to party?
I was like, does he have a fucking helmet on?
Is he wearing bike cleats?
Safety first, baby.
Do you guys mind if I sit during this?
Yeah. We can see your cock. Bike, yeah, bike shoes. Yeah. Clacking around.
All right, so I got a little game here.
Oh.
Okay.
Kenny bit.
Kenny bit. We need a siren for that,
the
too.
Kenny bit.
You've tuned into the Kenny bit.
You're in the Ken zone. All right, guys. Last time Nut was on, he couldn't name a single cocktail. All right? And this is not a dig at you, man, but I hope you studied. Because today, I got a little something for you. What?
Oh, okay. I didn't study.
Have you drank a cocktail since the last time we recorded?
I had a gin and tonic.
There you go.
It was at this like live show.
Okay.
The Hive Mind live show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That Zach and Waleed were doing. And
okay.
And I was in it for like 5 seconds.
Okay.
It was $20 gin and tonic. It pissed me off.
So today?
Oh, you brought the Josh?
Brought the Josh.
Hell yeah.
So normally, if you get something wrong, you'd have to take a shot of tequila, vodka. Kenny came up with a brilliant
idea. That's right. I got it wrong. Oh.
So instead of taking shots, all right, let me back up. I'm going to ask you a classic cocktail, what the main alcoholic ingredient is. If you get it wrong, you got to rip a shot of Josh.
You should chug some Josh.
Yeah, sure. Chug some Josh. Yeah,
can I say something?
Of course you can.
Cocktail sounds like in like the 1800s, people talking about having sex.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
That
the
does.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
Tell me a cocktail.
Right?
Tell me a cocktail.
Cody. Once you unravel that sleeve, you're going to wonder how you're going to uncork that bad boy. And once you get there, let me know.
How do you unplug Josh?
Why don't you go ahead and look under your desk, buddy?
How do you uncork Josh?
Wow. Look at that. Now that's a Kenny bit right there, baby.
That's a Kenny bit right there, baby.
That's a Kenny bit right there.
I got you covered. All right. Are you boys ready? We're going to take turns. Actually. No.
You're not supposed to suck
the whistle.
Down that Josh yet.
Wet the whistle. That's all right.
I don't have a whistle.
All right.
Nice work, Kenny.
Thank you.
Nuts a recovering alcoholic.
That would be sick. I was just like off the rails after
this. Can we cut this? I can't play this game. All right. I think what we should do, Cody's going to know most of these. So Nuts going to answer, and you're going to drink for the both of you.
Is this just me? Is it doing?
You're going to be quizzed, and Cody's going to have to drink with you, all right?
No. Okay.
Again, the game is... I'm going to ask you the cocktail. You got to tell me what vodka. I'm going to ask you the cocktail. You got to tell me what alcohol is in the drink.
Okay?
If you get it wrong, you got to drink.
Okay.
All right. What is in a margarita, Nut?
Oh, I had a margarita yesterday.
Okay.
It was at Chili's. It was the El Nino.
Ooh. Was the primary alcohol
tequila
in that bad boy?
Nicely done.
And margarita.
Ding, ding, ding.
I do know that one.
Wait, you went to Chili's yesterday?
Yeah, me and my best boys, we went to Chili's.
What'd you get to eat?
Didn't see that in the group chat.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. It was me and some of my best boys. But no, it was because the Suns were playing. We all wore our Suns jerseys. They lost by like 20.
Vibes are bad.
And there it was just us and another table of old people, and they were like, "You guys are being too loud." And we yelled at each other.
You said, "Sorry, I'm off the El Nino right now."
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Beat it off the El Nino.
That's pretty much what happened. It was sick. Anyways,
question two, moving right along. Nut, what is in a Tom Collins?
Ooh. My sister named her dog after Tom Collins.
Okay.
I don't know what
it
is.
Does that help?
I thought it was a man. It's a drink?
It's a drink. Well, it might be a man,
too. Seems like maybe a bit narcissistic.
Okay.
You.
What kind of alcohol is a bit narcissistic?
I don't know it. I'm going to say, let me guess.
Yeah.
Can I say rum?
Oh, no.
I'm going to guess whiskey?
You're going to take a shot at
you
Josh
guys are
right
take
now,
a shot.
Buddy.
What is it?
It's gin.
Correct answer.
Tom Collins has a gin.
Cheers. Let's chug this Josh together.
Josh up.
Oh man, I can feel Josh in my throat.
And before we get too far in the game, you guys drove here, right?
We did, yes.
Okay, great.
Hell good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, question three.
Give me some keys. Let's do it. Give me the keys.
Ooh, Nut, ooh. What is in a Cosmopolitan?
Come on.
This is like Sex in the City.
Yes.
Samantha.
What hot girls? What are they like drinking?
Final answer?
No, 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 no. It's Samantha. It's fuck. What was Sarah Jessica Parker's name in the show?
Miranda.
It was not Miranda.
No, there's one of them.
You answered
Miranda.
It really quick.
One of them is Miranda.
Yeah,
Miranda?
There's no Samantha, I don't think.
There
no,
is a Samantha.
There's okay, definitely right? a Samantha.
There is her name was
fuck.
If you say it, I'll know like, it.
My wife watches the show.
Oh, it was Gladys.
It was not Gladys. Wait, could you look up the cast? Can you look up Sex and the City?
No, just name the alcohol.
Oh, I forgot. It's the alcohol? I forgot we were doing that.
What's her name?
She's Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie Bradshaw. And Charlotte.
Ding, ding, ding.
Next
take a
question.
Shot.
My, yeah. I take a shot. Cosmopolitan? I thought that was a damn magazine.
All right. You got a drink.
I didn't know
for
it
that.
Was a drink.
Who's you don't even want to guess?
Gin.
Vodka.
I fucking told you the answer. I almost said guess a vodka.
All right, let's move this along. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
I'm going to need a napkin. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
Oh. I have tape. I don't know.
Oh, you're good. You don't have. I can clean it later.
Okay, I'll skip ahead.
But thank you.
No, it's fine.
Or unless it's. I don't work here. I guess I won't tell you.
It's fine.
Okay.
Guys. Nut specifically.
Yes.
What
also,
is in?
I don't drink. Unless you want to, I feel bad.
Oh, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I feel like it's really open. Want to see it? You know,
I'm good. Like made.
Yeah,
yeah.
It seems to be
like,
a kind of a theme
yeah,
now.
Cody like, comes yeah. in, we trick him to drink a little.
I'm
bit.
In the
Tuesdays
mood
and Wednesdays are my drunk days now.
Yeah.
Apparently,
hell yeah, I'm yeah. in the mood to spread rumors and shit.
That's what the Josh will do to you.
Yeah,
dude.
Josh is in my throat.
There go.
I'm ready to start speaking.
There we go.
Nut, what alcohol is in a Manhattan?
Why is everything like? Is this? It's reminding me of like New York City,
yeah.
Like, but in like a Frank Sinatra way.
Okay, yeah. Like so Frank Sinatra,
York,
Mad Men
New
days.
York.
What kind of alcohol do they drink
in Mad Men?
Manhattan. Think like 1960s.
Art Deco.
Whiskey.
Art Deco.
Wait, no. Fuck. Whiskey, right? No, wait, no.
Birdman.
Bourbon.
Nice.
Bourbon.
All right, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, we'll give,
we'll
you
give
that.
It to you. We'll give
just
it to you.
Close enough to. Oh, yeah,
you
still
don't have
drink.
To drink. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Nope. How many shots are we down? Three, four.
I wasn't counting.
Okay.
Almost a glass, probably.
I've done two.
Guys, what alcohol is in a White Russian? A White Russian.
Who's naming these?
A White Russian.
A yeah. White Russian.
Yeah. The Big Lebowski named that one. Yeah. Thank you very much.
A White Russian is no. White wine.
You know it.
White wine.
No.
But
take a rip
honestly,
that, Josh.
Honestly, this not is, a bad guess. Like
that's
yeah,
white
didn't
wine.
Know what was
white
in
Russian
it.
Rum.
It's vodka. Vodka.
I'll take one with you again.
Milk okay. or something?
No, it's vodka and Kahlua and milk, isn't it?
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
No,
vodka,
wait, there's no Kahlua in it.
It's like Irish cream or something. Hold on. No, it's not.
Doesn't that sound nasty?
Irish cream.
They're so good. That was like one of the first drinks. I remember like when I started drinking.
Oh, cream. Coffee liqueur.
Yeah. So, Kahlua.
Kahlua.
I nailed that. When I started drinking, that was like one of the things my friends and I made in high school. It was like White Russians. Yeah, because we like heard about it somewhere.
What?
Yeah, so we
not
would
like
make
beer?
Them with milk and sip them and be like, wow, this is awesome. This is phenomenal. This is not curdling in my stomach at all. I feel amazing.
You have IBS immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got two left, and this is where we ramp it up a little bit, okay?
Okay, fuck.
Cody, you can help out on these last two. What is in a buttery nipple?
Me. I'm trying to... I'm trying to
I'm
get.
Definitely on a buttery nipple.
Yeah, kind of like me. That's not a real drink, is it?
It's a shot specifically.
Okay.
It's a buttery nipple shot.
Buttery nipple. What's buttery?
I'm just
going
to think out loud. There's like vodka, gin.
A buttery nipple.
Buttery. Rum?
Is it rum?
It is butterscotch schnapps.
How would I know
that?
That
okay. makes so
this
much
is,
sense.
These are the deep cuts. Guys, this is all or nothing.
I am drunk. I like actually am drunk. Give me some keys.
All right.
You know what I'm thinking in my head? That Rihanna song? It's
yeah.
like, shut up and drive.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
listen to that when I drive home.
Josh in the passenger seat.
Yes.
Get the carpool lane. All right, guys. Last one. What is in a blowjob shot?
Ooh. Spit.
Oh, is that the one where you put in like someone's dick?
No.
Is that not? Oh, don't say no. Like, that was a weird get. It's called the blowjob
shot. No, that's
shot.
Just a blowjob.
That's,
no, just a
that's a thing. Is that not a thing where it's like that? Or so,
I think you're thinking of cocaine.
No. But no, it's like, I think for people who have foreskin,
yeah,
where you put like vodka in the foreskin. Okay, and then the girl
up.
Like drinks
what
it.
What is that?
With a, and then starts doing the. Is that not a blowjob shot?
Am I think you I know more about this than I do.
That technically would be a blowjob shot. Like a.
That's what I thought that was. Is that not a thing?
Okay, this is all medical advice.
What is the
advice?
White stuff under my foreskin?
Ew, dude.
These are cocktails.
Why is my foreskin red and sore?
Can you take a shot of that? Ew.
Ew, that's kind of nasty.
I have never heard of that before.
A blowjob
yeah,
shot
me neither.
Is
okay,
vodka.
I guess I'm a fucking pervert.
Peach oh. Schnapps.
Blowjob shot? Is it vodka?
It's amaretto liqueur and right, Irish cream you, liqueur.
Oh, what
are you talking about?
I just wanted you to drink one more time. Actually, you guys should blowjob these last two.
Yeah, yeah.
Joke's on you, buddy. I don't have foreskin.
Oh! That's what's up.
All right. Good game, guys.
Gang.
Nut, how many did you get right?
I don't think I got one.
I wasn't keeping score. I think you got one. I think
did
you
I
got
get
the
one?
You got the bourbon one.
Yeah, yeah, we gave that one to you.
I some, didn't say bourbon though.
We kind of helped you.
I didn't bourbon. Even. I would not
oh,
have
got,
even thought
you got
bourbon.
The margarita one.
Oh, I did.
Oh. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll give you 1.5 points.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
A ghost.
Well, thanks for playing, guys.
That was fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a lot of fun. What's Costco chicken guy?
You haven't seen this guy?
Oh, the Costco.
Oh,
yeah.
Big is he
Justice?
In Costco being
Justice?
Like? Wait, well, who?
We're Costco guys. Of course we have a baked chicken cheese. Or
oh, the father-son duo?
Is that not what you're talking
no,
about?
No, no. This is a new guy. There's a
There's
new,
more than
new
one Costco
guy,
guy
dropped.
I'm intoxicated.
This guy doesn't want, does not want you to scan his chickens.
Give me a bottle of pills.
Yeah, so like
oh,
Ryan said.
I scrolled by.
Oh, I did see this guy. He was like, don't scan the chickens.
Play
so,
it for me.
This man.
I should drink more. I feel unstoppable.
You know who I am.
Rip it, dude.
I don't want any trouble. I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
With the Costco card.
That's a regular credit card.
I need the Costco
card. Okay, hold on. I got one.
He hasn't scanned his Costco card yet, so he's giving him trouble.
I don't want to charge it on this card. I want to put it on this card. Scan it.
I think he's a TikTok.
Okay, so they got the card thing sorted out.
Scan it.
I did.
Okay.
Don't scan my chickens, but blast me in the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what we're missing in this country. I yeah, want so, him to run for office.
Yeah, same. So this is clearly like a conspiracy theory guy, right? That thinks
yeah,
like
it's gotta be.
LED is attached to 5G or something. But like, why would you
guy.
Want to get blasted in the chest with it?
I don't that's get that right part. There. That's where you lost.
How does it affect the chickens?
Right. And also, the way that they cook these rotisserie chickens in bulk, that can't be healthy. There's probably a lot of carcinogens, or they're baking it in plastic or whatever.
And they
like,
cook it with LEDs.
Yeah. Right. It's a giant scanner as yeah, it goes yeah. through the conveyor yeah. belt. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
We should smoke cigarettes right now. That
you
would
can
be
smoke
so,
in here. Go ahead, man.
That would be
rip
so
it.
Dope. I don't want to buy them. They're too expensive. They're not even expensive.
How long has it been? Oh, yeah. You just said yesterday, right? El Nino.
Oh, since I drank?
Yeah.
I did yesterday. Yes.
How long has it been since you've been off the Josh?
I've never... I haven't been drunk in... I didn't get drunk yesterday. I haven't been drunk in forever.
Nice.
I feel awesome.
This is you're sick. Not drunk right now. You've had
am
not
I coming
even a
off,
glass of wine.
No, I am drunk right now.
Okay,
am I coming gotta... off like significantly younger than you right now? I feel like
maybe.
That's what I'm getting. Like I was like, I'm fucking drunk.
Whoa, I'm hammered. I'm like, I'm a seasoned drinker.
I'm trying to listen
my
to.
Man.
We should
wait
put...
till you get to my age, dude. Wait till you have kids.
Hell, we should put. We should play some Drake songs right now.
Sure.
Drake
okay.
and Josh.
Nuts,
whoa.
Nut is faded.
I didn't even think about that. Drake and
Drake
Josh.
And Josh.
I wanted you to watch this video.
Okay.
Have you seen like the brain rot stuff?
Yeah.
This one is just sick.
Yeah. Is it the guy, the rom-com?
No, but that okay. one was funny. No, this is just like they like dub over like, TV shows.
Okay.
And like change what they're saying.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
It is awesome. It was sick. I would watch, it was Breaking Bad. I would watch Breaking Bad again if this is what.
It was Gen Z.
They should let me write it. This is how I would write it.
Okay, yeah.
This is so dope.
I fucking love these.
I've watched okay. this like 20,000 times.
Help yourself.
May I shake, please?
Wait, did they use AI for
this? Yeah. Thank you for the galaxy.
Hell yeah.
Have a seat. I would like to know why you wouldn't edge with me yesterday. I broke my edge history during Queso's last stream.
It's so sick.
I mewed here yesterday waiting to mog with someone. I believe that person was Baby Gronk. I think that you're confusing me for Kaiser. Are you calling me a beta? Sir, if you want V-Bucks, I suggest you raise up Libby. I was told that the man I would be mewing with is very skibbity. A Sigma. I don't think Phantom Tax Battle Pass.
So dope.
That's awesome.
I want to go like...
Dude, using AI for that is so fucking good.
I want to go like lift weights.
Yeah, I want to run through a fucking wall right
now.
That
was so sick.
Dude, that plus the blackjack guy, like we're just pumped up this episode.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, and we hope you are too. We're going to end it there. Thanks for watching. Nut's going to sober up and then drive home.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time. Get faded off some Josh for us tonight.
And don't forget to don't forget to smile.
And I just smiled right after you said that. I was like, damn. All right.
Yes.
Cool. Love you guys. Goodbye.